You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the extra day if you got it. Hopefully you got it. I know you enjoyed the college football because what a great opening weekend of the college football season. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Hey, I'm a little rusty. What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It was an outstanding weekend of just, man, I got too many like couch sores on my butt from not moving for 3 days, man.
Bed sores over there?
Bed sores. Huh. Got my black lung from all the damn cigars. Obviously, a couple pounds from all the bush. But, yeah, boy, it was a great
college
fun weekend.
College football is back, baby.
But, no, it was a great weekend, Bunk. I mean, it started off, you know, Thursday. And then, obviously, Friday, we didn't get a chance to see. Shout out to to Georgia Tech and that big win they got. And the score don't tell the bludgeoning that they put on Colorado like we talked about.
No, but I bet the bruises on Saturday morning.
Oh, Haynes King is not practiced yet.
No.
All right. This dude, I mean, if you ever want to watch just a damn hard-nosed football player, that's that dude. I love watching him play. Love how his teammates galvanize him. But, boy, I'm glad they got a cupcake this weekend because he needs a rest.
Yeah.
They can't win without him playing like that, though.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
And you saw it in the game because they got off to a tough start.
Yeah, man.
Like, and with all the, you know, kind of the momentum leading into the year and the expectations and enthusiasm and all that, it would have been a real bummer to have a dud in the opening game. And they turned the ball over a bunch of times in the first half and just kind of sputtered to the start. But they got it together in the second half, got a great stop there when they needed it most.
Right.
And then they put the ball in Haynes King's hands with under 4 minutes.
Take us home.
He took him down the field. And look, I mean, that's what guys like that do at this point of their careers, right? Like, if they're going to win 8-9-plus games this year, he's going to win you a handful of games like that.
Yes.
Because that very easily could have gone the other way.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
A lot of these games could have
gone. A lot of the games.
I know we're going to talk about a lot of them, but that's a big win.
It was a tough win. Yeah.
For them to get that win up in Colorado. And, you know, it's just a step in the right direction for what Brent Key and Tech wants to do, man. But, yeah, I mean, just you know, when we say the hype, and I mean, the most, you know, hyped up game was the Texas-Ohio State game. Thought it was a good game. Thought it looked like first game, two good teams, not really having their footing yet, you know. And when you play, like, I think back when Georgia beat Clemson when we started that run, and that's what it looked like just find a way to win this football game. All right, offense, we're not doing it. Throw it to Brock Bowers. Let's not push it and put it in our hands, our defense. Texas defense was outstanding.
They were.
They gave up the big play, obviously, but they were outstanding.
They did a really nice job.
Arch looked like he looked like a young quarterback, even though he's a junior, and I give all the credit to Matt Patricia and the defensive staff. Matt Patricia had him guessing and doing all these different things. And when you talk about going into an environment like the Horseshoe, I know they lost a lot, but damn it, they got a whole lot there talking about Ohio State.
Yeah, look, I mean, I know they lost a lot.
Yeah, but
that's one of the that secondary.
Boy,
is
legit.
They're all NFL guys.
They're legit.
And a lot of them are first round NFL.
You know,
guys.
And but we talk about going either way. Hell, if they can push the tush,
that's right,
a couple times.
Yeah.
Texas scores touchdowns.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple different moments in the first half where Texas either didn't get that big fourth down or they played a little conservative.
Yes.
They were really kind of tight.
Yes.
Arch was tight, clearly.
Yes.
I mean, they that play they ran to start the game.
Just dump it to the
flat. I'm sure they've run 1,000 times.
Just dump it.
He's made that throw a million times, and he spikes a 90-mile-an-hour fastball into the ground.
It's
like, okay, some nerves.
Yes.
And
rightfully so.
Which, yeah. There's
rightfully
gonna be,
so.
You know what I mean?
Rightfully so.
Everybody expects everybody to be, you know, national championship, Heisman Trophy caliber.
Because somebody on TV says it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's making his first start in the Horseshoe against the defending national champion.
It's going to be hard.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And they still, if a play here or play there goes, they win the football game.
That's right. There's a lot of things that happened in that game to me that won't happen to either one of those teams as the year goes on, partially because they're not going to be playing against a team of the caliber every single week.
Yes.
But, like, you know, Jeremiah Smith dropped a bunch of passes.
Yes.
He's not going to drop a bunch of passes. He doesn't do that.
Yes.
Arch made some some bad, nervy throws. He's not going to do that as the season goes on. He's going to get a little bit more. I think Sark was really conservative.
I think
with
he
the way
had
they,
to be.
And maybe they had to be maybe because of Ohio State's defense.
Yeah, maybe he had to be. He didn't want to put the ball in harm. I mean, put Arch in harm's way or whatever, you know, but you can't coach scared in big games. You can coach to a point where you obviously you'll lose the game by coaching like that. But I thought, you know, this is a great matchup against two teams. And, you know, you go back to all those teams that lost in the big games. All of them still, to me, have an opportunity to win a championship.
I think that's right.
And I know Sark said it, you know, at his presser, basically the same thing like that. He's like, you know, no, there will be no more undefeated national champions, something like that. Which, I mean, you can still win it. And if anything shows you from last year, Clemson, who lost big time win for LSU, they made it to the playoffs last year with a different route, whatever, mm-hmm. but they made it. Nobody had a worse loss than Notre Dame last year, mm-hmm. and they in a damn national championship. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Notre Dame is still alive. That's a great win for Miami. I thought Carson Beck was great. I thought, but the same thing. If a couple of the plays go the other way, Notre Dame wins that game. Yeah. If this kid doesn't make an all-world catch, that's an interception.
What a catch.
It's an interception. Carson just throws it up there. Yeah. It's an interception.
And he was a transfer from LSU.
Yes.
Right?
I mean,
which is like, that was the craziest thing of the
trying
weekend.
Trying to keep up with these kids. Like, when the hell they went there?
Because we listened to a handful of games on radio as we were out and about on Saturday. And then obviously you're watching all the games and it's like, all right, 15-yard catch on first down by the transfer from Ole Miss. Okay.
Yes.
Second down run, second and three up the middle. The running back from Texas Western is in there now starting at running. It's like every single player was a transfer.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. To me, it was more about, look, I mean, we'll talk about the, you know, the overreaction narrative storyline and stuff as the show goes on, but more than anything, it's about there was a few teams that you just didn't know going into because you hadn't seen them.
Right?
How could you know without having seen them with all the new faces? You didn't know exactly what it was going to look like. But Ohio State replaced a lot of losses to the NFL and looked really good. They look like they're going to be right back in the mix all season long, to no one's surprise. LSU has a defense.
Yes,
and
that guy
and Harold Perkins.
I swear, Andy, the first
playing how he's supposed to play.
The first defensive play, he was in coverage. I was like, no, the hell they did not learn. And this dude showed why 2 years ago he's best defensive player in college football. This dude is unreal. And that's why I was good. I thought.
Yeah. But I think Clemson's defense.
I think Clemson's
really good.
Defense, and thank you. I think they're really good. Also, Klubnik didn't have a Klubnik game.
No,
he didn't, and that's because of LSU's defense.
Yeah, a couple real bad throws.
They were all over him, and I thought. And that was my biggest thing for the game was like I didn't think that LSU's line could hold up against Clemson's defense line. They did a pretty good damn job. Mm-hmm. They did a pretty damn good job of doing that. And Nussmeier, he's an experienced quarterback, made some big throws down the stretch. But again. Didn't know that this was going to be this LSU team. And now I'm not taking anything away from Clemson because I'm still bullish on Clemson. And I still think they're going to be – well, no, I take it back. They're going to have competition now for the ACC. And I didn't know that until I watched the games because that team in Miami
– And how could you? How could you?
They know.
Yeah.
That team in Miami, they got some horses.
They got a defense.
They got some horses. They got some edge rushers. Well, I saw warming up before the game with my former teammate, Hall of Famer Jason Taylor. Okay. You know, they got playmakers on offense.
Yep.
They got a quarterback that if he's protected, Carson Beck will tear your ass up.
He looked really good.
He looked good.
Really
moving that first touchdown, slide in the pocket, it was just outstanding.
Yep.
And I forgot, but Gus Bus in Florida State with a quarterback like that, because one thing about Gus is a brilliant, innovative offensive coach.
Yeah.
And he's even better when he got a Zuzu bug at quarterback.
Yeah, he's got Nick Marshall.
All over again.
He went to the national championship with that guy.
All over again.
Yeah. Tommy Castellanos, of all the things that happened this weekend, and a lot of fun stuff happened this weekend, there was nothing more entertaining to me than that guy saying what he said in the summer, having Alabama react the way that they reacted.
Yes.
And then him, because it was the first drive. He went in on the first drive and kept one and made a couple guys miss and got tackled on Alabama sideline. And he said something to him like,
I don't know.
All day, guys. This is about to be all day. I hope you're ready for this. And then he gave it to
Andy,
him all day.
They physically just beat up. And the thing with Alabama was this, and I know a lot of people pointed it out, you didn't beat up Alabama.
Not like that.
You didn't run away from Alabama. They're coming 11. They were so – it seemed like they just had a training camp practice the day before. They looked lethargic and everything. Proctor, the guy who we think all world of is at left tackle, he was getting
– He had a rough one. Yeah, Caden Proctor.
Of all people, him?
Yeah.
You don't look –
the all world left tackle for Alabama.
He was getting worked
over
there.
He did.
You know, and so – And then, obviously the overreaction, I mean, the game wasn't over, and I saw a buyout. His buyout is this. Like, damn.
Now, I will say.
Like, damn.
Right, obviously. Damn. Again, I get it. It's Alabama. Everyone was trying to, like, trying to talk themselves into last year being last year, and they're like, all right, this year's this year, and then to come out and look like that.
Yes.
So I get the overreaction.
Yes.
But I will say, like, when Nick Saban teams did look pedestrian, it didn't happen much.
No.
It was against some quarterbacks that played like Tommy Castellanos.
And that's the same thing that this defense that Nick has brought and changed over and over, we run it up at Georgia. Number one, first-round wide receivers and dual-threat quarterbacks always give us problems. Always give us problems. And you saw that basically what happened because Castellanos, he was just – I mean, they were just dealing.
It was awesome.
Alabama wasn't tackling. They showing they're not hustling to the football. I mean, it was so many things that just went wrong. And I think that's why I said, I know I love me some Clemson, but damn it, what I saw from Miami and what I saw from Florida State, again, I don't know who the best team in the country is. That's what I love about when I was coming to work. And I was like, I know they're going to have the rankings there. I don't know who the best team in the country is.
I think the most impressive win that I saw over the weekend was, maybe there's two, but I think if I had to pick one, it's LSU.
Oh, great win.
Going into Clemson. Because I still think.
What you call it, Bo? The fake deck. They went into fake death valley. And it's not even a valley.
Not even a valley.
Come on. At least get your geography right.
Not even a valley.
No, but I mean, to go in there, and again, I think Clemson is as good pretty much as I thought they were.
Too.
I mean,
me too.
Look, they have some flaws, but it's week one. They're going to be able to work on some stuff. I think for them to go in there, you know what the opening week, they can say what they want to say. You know what the opening week meant because they hadn't won one under Brian Kelly. They hadn't won one since Joe Burrow. And to go in there against that team and do it defensively.
Yes.
Because the offense wasn't great. They were okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they scored enough points.
Because Clemson's defense is great. Yeah.
But they got stop after stop, and they, especially on that final drive, to come up big on fourth down, and it was Harold Perkins again coming from way the hell over there to track down Klubnik, who's an athletic guy who can move a little bit. To get him flushed out and get him to throw that incompletion on fourth down, like, I don't know, a lot of impressive stuff. I'm not trying to say anything was like less than or whatever, but LSU going in there and doing that with all that was on the line, because we talked about it on Friday, they probably had the most on the line in these big matchups.
Great win.
Yeah, that's a big win.
Great. I mean, it was so many just, you know, and we'll try to get to as many as possible. Like, I didn't know that, you know, obviously I always talk about the system that they run at Tennessee is like makes quarterback look great, but damn. Joey looked really good.
Yeah, Joey Hagler.
Joey looked really damn good.
When he was at App, as long as he wasn't throwing it to the other team, he was a pretty good player.
Lenore Seller. Goodness gracious, man. Goodness gracious. Shout out to Vicar, one of the kids that my son Isaiah grew up with over at Central Carolina, takes a big punt return back from South Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I was so happy to see that young man.
It was a classic Beamer ball win.
So happy to see that young man go out there
grinded
and do his
it out
thing.
On defense, made a big special teams play, put Jackson, it in the hands of their quarterback.
I didn't know Jackson Arnold could run like that.
Yeah, neither did Baylor.
Didn't know he could run like that.
Neither did Baylor.
Great win for Auburn. That was a big win for Auburn, what they did. Obviously, the Dogs took care of business. Didn't learn anything
new
about
that.
There's
not much to say about that.
I didn't learn nothing new
about
that.
We'll talk to Brandon Adams about that, maybe some of the ins and outs of it. But, yeah, not a ton to say about Georgia's win other than, good.
Yeah.
Did what you're supposed to do. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, nobody got hurt.
As far as we know.
Did the thing. So vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love my dog. That's born ass game.
The only thing I will say coming out of that game is I know that it was so vanilla.
Yes.
And, like, you're just going to do the most bland stuff that you know is going to work, and it did. Do they intend on doing a lot of that stuff with Gunnar Stockton in SEC games?
What's that?
Like a lot of the keeper stuff on the RPOs?
They're going to have to.
Okay.
They're going to have to.
Because there was a lot of corners that he got on those Marshall defenders that he's not going to get on Tennessee.
And that's the only thing I kept saying to myself. I was like, damn, that dude's sorry as hell.
No offense to Marshall, but they don't tackle too good.
They don't, and I'm going to just tell you, that damn Zachariah Branch, man.
He's fast.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, the two big plays he got, and that's what I'm saying, when you go against the competition you're going against, like the first screen he caught on third down, I was like, did y'all not know Bobo was about to throw that to him?
Look at
the formation.
Well, and then the third, the touchdown, the Stockton looked at him and he was like, he's so wide open. I have to like make it seem like I'm not going to throw it to him.
Yes.
And then finally threw it to him and he still got the edge on every single player on the team.
Flying.
Now, I think he'll be able to do that against
flying.
Him. That guy's.
Yeah, he's nice.
special fast. All right.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights.
Who knew?
At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Touched on as much as we possibly could. Luckily, we have 3 hours, so we'll be able to talk about a lot of it. We'll come back, get to some of the highlights from the weekend. There were some other sports that went on as well. It's also week one in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
The Falcons have a game on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tons to get you caught up on and what's trending after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.